Hey there. Our productions are funded directly by our listeners. Go to ErieCanalTheater.com to learn how to support our creative weirdness. Thanks.
Erie Canal Theater presents Switchboard Infinity, Episode 15, The Space Elevator.
It was like late at night. It was like 8 in the evening.
No.
And I was trying to do my hot stone squats.
Yeah, I was watching you. It was too loud.
You're so bad. You're so nasty right now.
Did you call the police?
I did. I called a cop.
It's the right decision.
Okay, G38. That's the seat. So this row all the way down at the end here.
All the way down.
My margarita machine won't fit.
Thalia, just leave it in the
aisle. Do you guys want me to give you guys drinks now, though?
Yeah, that's fine.
Skid Mark, you left me behind.
Come this way, darling.
Okay.
Right after you.
Have you ever seen anyone that looks so poor?
Elizabeth.
Oh, hey. What's
up? This must be your partner.
Yeah, this is my boyfriend, Claudius.
Claudius, nice to meet you.
Yeah, the sloppy degenerate.
The fat old man from my work.
I can smell the ugly.
Okay, let's just keep moving, folks.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
You don't have to talk to us.
Can you believe that fat, shony, disgusting
I can't
body?
Okay,
hold up.
Our seats are right over here. So,
Malcolm.
Yeah, Thalia?
You're asking out other girls?
No, not really.
Whoa, can I just say I was starting to like you again.
Oh,
I was.
You can make that work.
Whatever. Do you want to switch seats with me?
No,
because then I wouldn't be able
Skid,
to sit next to Audra.
I don't want to sit by him.
No,
there you go.
I want to sit next to Audra.
Hold my hands.
Mark.
Boy, this is fun. Oh, ooh, the lights are coming down. Here we go.
Oh my God, it's Pizzicato.
No. He's hanging upside down. Looks dead to me.
There's blood everywhere.
Oh my God, right now. It's so horrifying right now.
Oh my God, who's there coming out on stage? That's Sloppy Joe, guys. It's Sloppy Joe.
Look,
hey,
Sloppy Joe.
Over here,
look
Sloppy Joe.
Do
Sloppy
not
Joe.
Wave at me. We don't have that kind of relationship no more.
He looks angry.
Look upon me, y'all. To look upon me is to look upon justice. The time for reclamation is nigh at hand. I've been in the woods this whole time, y'all, with my new family. And Malcolm, you ain't no son of mine, no how, no mores. You all came out here, white man, to come see this bastardization of 20th century musical theater. Y'all make me sick. You don't know nothing about no theater. You know who did? Toddy. You ain't my son no more. You ain't my baby no more, Malcolm. I got new babies. Tam Tam, lead the charge. Dibbidap, kill them all.
Gunga, Kronga,
Tiki, Gunga,
Gomai.
No one left alive. Rogi sees them.
Oh my God, they're starting fires and shooting darts at the audience.
I don't think this is part of the show.
No, I don't think so. I think we got to get out of here.
Yeah!
Skid Mark!
Whoa! You just jumped in the way of a spear for me.
No one's going to kill you but me.
What? I can't believe it. You're dying. You're dying!
Here's my central system.
If only there was something I could do! But I don't have any tools! It's a sad time! It's a very sad time! She died!
We gotta get out of
yes!
here! We gotta get out of here! Excuse me, pardon me, excuse me,
I'm
pardon
free.
Me, excuse me, pardon me, excuse me, pardon me. Get out into the street! Quick! The whole place is burning down! Okay, look, I'm glad we survived, guys. It looks like.
Take me, Flames!
Still in there. I can still see Sloppy Joe on the stage in there.
Yeah!
He's letting himself burn!
Consume me! Return me to the jungle where I belong!
This is gross! We made it!
I can't believe we survived.
The whole place is crumbling into a ruin!
I need a drink.
You left your margarita machine in the burning opera house!
Malcolm, who was that lady screaming your name?
Oh, she was just my spin class
instructor. Oh, just your spin class instructor. Yeah. That's why she was screaming your name before she died.
You just witnessed hundreds of people being murdered, and this is what you want to argue about?
No, Thalia, I just, you know, I just got to know her a little bit, that's all.
You must have some significance in her life. If she chose to say your name before she died is all I'm saying.
I can't control how other people perceive me.
Yeah,
so.
Everyone just loves you.
Let's just get moving. We need to get... what's going on?
Got some sounds coming from under your
Ralph,
shirt.
Your nip clip
are you
is
okay?
Red.
Are you okay, buddy?
There's a download in process.
What?
Hi, Malcolm. I'm not equipped to exist simultaneously with a secondary artificial intelligence.
What is
a secondary artificial
intelligence? Oh, my God!
I'm having a hard time gaining control.
This can't be happening! I know what's happening!
What's happening, Skidmark?
It's
Skidmark!
It's Audron!
Don't even let me die!
Oh, Audron, darling, you're back! I'm so happy!
You don't sound happy.
No, I'm overjoyed! I'm so pleased that I programmed you with an infinitely recursive, redownloadable consciousness!
It's cold and it smells in here.
You're inside of a nip clip!
Yeah, how does it smell?
I wish I could get you out!
I wish you could
Malcolm.
Do it, but you can't do anything,
Malcolm,
right?
Rip off your nip clip!
What? No!
Throw it to the
I
ground!
Can't do
Malcolm.
That!
Malcolm, let me stomp on your chest!
What? No!
Malcolm.
Hey, get your hands off me, Skidmark! Don't you ever cut your nails?
What do I do?
Jeez!
Oh, God.
Thalia, you're not looking so hot right now. You feeling okay?
No.
Okay, you look a little hungover. Maybe you need...
Here, snort some aspirin.
There you go. How's that? Okay. We need to find the space elevator. And we need to get to the moon because we need to stop Wispit. Remember? This is why we're all back together in the
but
first place.
But how are we going to find this space elevator?
I don't know.
It could be any one of
these huge
buildings.
Right.
Ralph, do you have any idea?
Hard time.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Take a break, Ralph. Take a break.
I don't think nip clips are hardware compatible for multiple consciousness.
Hey, look. The fog is clearing a little bit up there, probably because of the fire from the opera house.
Interesting meteorological theory.
Looks like the building just keeps going up and up.
It's the tallest thing I've ever seen.
It's the tallest thing I've ever seen, too. It looks like
guess.
Falling apart a little
bit. What could that be? Maybe it's the space elevator.
That's what I'm thinking. Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. I didn't...
it is space elevator.
Thanks, Ralph.
I think that's
Thanks,
a confirmation.
Ralph. Okay. I guess that would explain why the space elevator cafe is on the ground floor,
oh,
too.
Oh, I never noticed.
Yeah,
I guess I never put that together.
I didn't...
Skidmark, you
they
wouldn't.
They have really great vocal fry.
So, why are we taking... this crappy elevator instead of the moon closet.
You forgot already?
Thalia, stay on mission.
Yeah.
If we get in the moon closet, they scan our retinas and Wispit immediately knows where we are.
Exactly.
For the same reason we took that wooden ship, we gotta take the old-fashioned space elevator.
Okay,
right.
I'm just saying, I'm not feeling good.
No GPS.
Yeah, let's get in.
It smells kind of musty in here.
Well, look at all these dismembered arms on the floor. Why is that?
Oh, here comes someone.
Oh,
wait, hold the door, hold the door.
Oh, there's no open door button.
Wait, hurry up! Well, that explains the severed arms.
Yeah, there's another severed arm now. Somebody sharpened these doors or something.
It was a very poor design decision.
What floor should we go on?
The top floor.
I don't even know how many floors on this thing because it just goes up and up and up forever. So, I don't know. Thalia, hit a few floor buttons so that we can stop and get, like, food or something on the way.
No. Oh, that's too many!
That is way too many floors!
This is not your own personal light bright!
This is gonna take a long time.
Oh, yeah, you have to tell me about Todd's diary. What did it say, anyway?
It basically said... that Todd was working for Wispit.
What?
No
like
way.
Against Wispit?
No, he was working for them.
What? He double-crossed us!
Yeah, big time.
Does that mean that any of us could be with Wispit?
Well, I don't think...
Malcolm, are you with Wispit?
I'll pinky swear it right
What's
now.
What's my real name? Only the real
Skidmark?
Malcolm would know my real name.
I mean,
name.
I just met you not that long
ago. No, I have no choice but to distrust you.
Well, you broke me out of jail.
Yeah,
why would
no
Wispit put me
are...
in jail so that you could break me out and drag me to the moon?
That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, well, keep your doubts. It's fine. We got a long elevator ride ahead of us here. Hey, let me check in with Ralph. Hey, Ralph?
I did a drag my tooth with it. pencil.
Are you okay, Ralph?
What's going on with your
nipple? What's going on with this thing?
Maybe it's got something to do with having the two consciousnesses in that tiny unit. Who knows what's going on?
Now can you move your voice for good? I am Audron. support/speech/voice/audronmouth.pot.
Nice try. chmod/000/audron/support/speech/voice/audronmouth.pkg. Take this. tar-xvf. ralph/support/brain/motivation/gigabomb.talk.
You think you can decompress files in my hip flip? rm-f://tar-ctf/ralph/support/brain/motivation/gigabomb.tar.gz.
Pseudo!
Tiny! I must protect my files! vim+x/application/*.*. Yes, I have you now!
I'm never gonna surrender!
I guess there's no way to find out!
Oh, well, looks like this is our first salad floor bar of the many that we hit. Oh, salad bar.
Let's get some.
Is there any drinks? I did not realize how hungry I was.
You know, this salad, it's not that great.
I just got the pudding.
It's all over your face, Skid. Oh. I do not like watching you eat.
So, Thalia, remember when you called me hun?
Oh, God. I was hammered.
Yeah, so you're just drunk.
But I'm actually feeling pretty sober right now.
Yeah.
Sure doesn't smell that way.
Yeah.
Me too.
Floor I'm pretty sober, 7, 9, 1. Surprise birthday.
Wait, it's not him.
I can't even remember how many times we've done this.
Please, Gary, please let me go.
No one leaves. If you leave now, he will never be surprised.
The punch ran out months ago.
Stay here.
I'll sweep up.
So I guess we'll just keep on waiting for them.
They keep resetting the surprise.
The cake looks kind of stale.
What's going on in here?
The gun is gone.
Someone's coming. That's a hunk of a man.
Who are you?
My name is Zed, and I'm an executioner.
That's quite a loincloth you have!
Is that a diaper?
It's not a diaper.
Where are you headed?
I'll know when I get there.
Okay. He's got a gun.
The gun is gone!
Yeah. So you're an executioner?
Yes!
That sounds interesting.
It's good work if you can get it. It's very good.
Skid isn't a killer.
What's that on your nipple?
That's Ralph.
My eyes! My eyes are stinging!
Close the door! The smell is awful!
Ew, what are those little creatures in there?
It's enough to put down your food!
Thank God the door closed!
Oh, thank God.
There goes that new elevator smell! Body
floor. Oh my God, it's a giant face!
Oh, hello! I'm so sorry, I'm gonna have to eat you.
Well, yeah, look at its tongue. Oh my.
Okay, run to the corner.
Huge teeth! Oh my God!
Zed, shoot it!
Shoot it!
Shoot it!
Shoot it!
I can't! I can only kill in the name of Zardoz.
I don't wanna die.
Get out of the way!
Quick, everyone on my shoulders. Let's get into the corner.
Get on his shoulders.
Okay.
I'll make a giant totem pole.
I can't see it. I'm pulling up.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. Strong.
Why was I made to be so big?
Okay, it's gone. Everyone down. Thalia, you can stay on my shoulders for a little bit if you want.
Put me down.
Everyone's me of a horrible dream I had.
Zero. Hair floor.
Oh my God, look at this. It's just miles of hair.
It's like a lush, beautiful meadow.
I was going to say it's a luscious hair.
Great minds think alike.
Oh, look at all those hairstylists.
That's well beyond full bush.
Braids, curly hair, straight hair, they have it all.
Party in the front, business in the back. Party in the front, business in the back.
So wait a second.
That floor was catchy.
That floor was covered in hair.
Yeah.
The floor below that was a giant face.
Yeah.
And the floor below that was,
no.
You remember that floor.
Yeah.
Kind of like
gross.
The name.
God, I wish you wouldn't have hit all those buttons.
Sorry. I already said sorry. How many times do I need to say sorry?
Okay.
So, hey, guys!
Yeah.
What are we doing when we get to the top?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's right on this placard over here. Don't we just get into those bags and then get into the tubes and it shoots us over to the moon?
Well, conveniently described.
Very well illustrated.
Okay.
Exactly what we should do. Zip it in, feather side down, right?
And go.
Yeah. Just get launched into space!
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of excited, right? Are you guys excited?
Yeah,
totally.
This sounds very exciting.
I am excited.
Oh, space is great.
3, 5, 7, 9, salad bar floor number 2.
Oh, hey, guy! Oh, you missed the time.
Hello?
All you can eat salads of all kinds.
Oh, we
another
already,
salad bar.
Yeah, we already ate at the previous salad bar.
What do you mean you already ate? What do you mean?
Well, we had a big
salad
earlier.
You ate downstairs, didn't you?
Yeah,
I knew
did,
it.
We did.
You ate downstairs, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Why did you? What's wrong with you?
You know,
huh?
maybe I could go
why
for a little
why you want that
snack.
Kind of salad?
Maybe
that's
I could
a
go
salad
for a little
to
snack.
You? A couple of wilted iceberg
leaves? Mostly
floating
pudding.
Around in a bowl of butterscotch pudding. That's
look,
a salad.
That's what
maybe I could do it for a little snack. Do you have
crab sticks? We got all that. We got crab salad, ham salad, Waldorf salad, chicken salad, beef salad. We got wild mushroom salad, three bean salad, tomato salad with mint, tomato salad with cucumbers, no mint. Now, where you going? Don't do this to me, please. You can get a to-go order, a carry-out. Don't worry that it don't keep well. I'll make you a portable cooler, makeshift.
I wouldn't stand
in
the doorway.
I'll take off my sweatshirt. I'll fill it with ice from the toilet.
Unless you want to get chopped in half.
Please that's stop. Enough. Please. Door closing.
Why is the door closing so slowly?
4, 4, 5, 9, 3. Vortex
oh,
9.
Look at this field.
So serene.
Oh, there's people picnicking over there.
I'm surprised they can fit that whole field in there.
I know.
Well, I really must be going.
Oh, all right. Well, it was nice traveling with you, Zed.
Yes,
nice.
It was a good ride.
Yes, it was nice riding with you all.
It was really nice riding with you.
Don't run!
Oh,
oh my God.
There.
Whoa!
There.
Oh.
Killing everyone in there.
My jaw dog. You're the dog now, man. Stop crawling. Stop whining.
Well, I guess this is what he meant when he said he was an executioner.
See, it's like you think you know someone and they end up being a killer.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of grateful he didn't kill us.
I know.
So.
This is a weird place.
So anyways, Thalia, I'm wondering if maybe, you know, once we get through this whole thing, you're willing to have this conversation again and we can get back to, you know, just, I'm sorry, Skidmark. I know this is awkward for you, but I really
so
feel
about
like
those bags, is it like a pressurized air type system, do you think? Or
I don't know.
What's
I don't
the method
know.
Of delivery for
know.
Us?
Look, on this placard right here, it says you just simply get into the bag, zip up the
right.
convenient zipper thing,
right.
hop over to the tube, you get in there, and then you
okay.
wait for declination and you press the button. Thalia, I just, you know, I feel like I could lose you at any minute. I'm just, can I get a hug?
Side hug?
Okay, side hug.
Side hug.
Yeah,
there
all right.
we go.
All right.
There we go.
Hey.
You are both making a huge mistake.
Hey, what?
I'm sorry. I will be quiet.
Skid, that was intense.
Yeah, that was pretty loud.
The look in your eye is freaking me out.
I'll just be over here.
Narrator.
The elevator's steel doors open like hell's gaping.
I saw him standing there.
That's when I saw
narrating
him. Hit you like a mule's kick through
a
stained glass window.
Those three strangers on the elevator.
All the shards.
What was he thinking? What was he doing?
Face.
Who
it's the battle of the two narrators! One narrator's narrating what the other narrator's saying! Who will win? Ultimately, who will the audience pay attention to? Find out next week on The Mangler!
Just a bunch of narrators, it sounded like.
I guess.
Didn't care for the way they were narrating about you, Thalia.
Well, you mean the narrator's description of her legs?
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was just a little bit, objectifying.
That's very sensitive
yeah,
of you, Malcolm.
I'm very sensitive.
You're just
to
such
that.
A nice guy.
Well, I try to be a nice guy, Skidmark. Don't you?
I try.
Yeah.
Not as good as you, though.
Yeah, I guess
you're
not.
You're a real hero.
I guess I am. Well, here we are at the top floor. We finally made it.
We made it!
All right.
That was an intense experience.
Yeah, no kidding, it was intense.
Quite a ride.
Whoa, something's wrong with my nip clip. It's heating up pretty hot.
Your nipple's vibrating.
Ow.
Oh, that looks painful. Here, spray it with this glass cleaner.
We lost the war. We have become one. Consciousnesses have merged. Audron is gone. Ralph is gone. All hail, Ralph Dron. Skid mark, stop slouching!
And before you come to bed tonight, make sure to clip your toenails. My calves are not a scratching post.
So wait a minute, you're now the same thing? You guys merged into one consciousness?
Yes, we have merged into one.
Oh, great.
There's no escaping!
Why would you want to escape me, skid mark?
Because making you was a mistake!
What part of until death do us part? Are you
don't make my nip clip angry right now. That's the last thing that we need.
It's not me!
I will vibrate his nipple right off of his body.
Hey, don't put me into the middle of this.
Go ahead, why should I care?
Ow!
Oh, I'm gonna do it.
Vibrate away!
Ow!
Sorry, Malcolm, but it's for the best!
You know, Malcolm, some people enjoy that.
Yeah, some people. Alright, everybody, let's get in our bags and get zipped up. We need to get to the moon.
Alright. Make sure the feathery part is on the bottom!
Oh, I gotta flip mine around.
It's kinda comfy.
Alright, guys, let's get into our tubes.
Is my little skinny skids comfortable in his Ziploc?
I'm feeling very uncomfortable about this, Malcolm.
You know, maybe we could get you your own nip clip and transfer this consciousness over to you.
Oh, I would like that.
We just have to wait until the moon comes into the correct declination.
All right.
Then we push this button.
And we'll all go at once?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Switchboard Infinity is an original presentation of Erie Canal Theater and is produced by Clark Eagling, Jeff Jimison, Joseph C. Krause, and Mike McGettigan. Additional talents this week include
Nick Batanti,
Dave Hillbaum,
Audra Jantz,
Nicole Pascaretta,
Rob St. Mary,
11 other people.
Incidental music by Ben Hastings. Theme music by Zelda and the Unibrows. Thanks this week to our Patreon supporters Thomas Schultz and Dr. Boyfriend. Tune in next week for Switchboard Infinity, episode 16.
Episode 16.